Introduction. How many times have we attended a funeral and heard a preacher read John 14? Growing up, I concluded that this scripture was only applied to funerals and it shouldn't be read at any other time. My conclusion was never challenged throughout my childhood years. I don't ever remember hearing a preacher preach on John 14. I don't remember a Sunday school lesson taught on those verses. In my mind, it was official. John 14 was off limits outside of a funeral. Fast forward to my days in high school. When we had a Sunday school lesson on John 14, I was pleasantly surprised. We were going to study the funeral scripture. I knew we were going to deal with death and dying. After all, John 14 is the official funeral scripture. To my surprise, it was a lesson about Thomas. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7 was included along with John chapter 11, verse 16, and chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. To help us understand Jesus's disciple, Thomas, I learned that Sunday that this scripture was not about death, but life. Jesus used those eloquent words to answer Thomas's question about the way to the kingdom. Jesus made it plain that he is the way. All Thomas had to do was follow him. After hearing Jesus's words in the upper room, Thomas was confused. Jesus used poetic language to ease Thomas's mind. That Sunday school lesson nearly 40 years ago changed my mind about John 14. I realized that it was not a scripture that should be associated with death. No, it should be associated with life, eternal life.